Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to Steel Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. Oh my goodness, I have missed you so much. I have to tell you guys, I didn't release a lot of information about my full knee replacement, but I had a full knee replacement and on my right knee, and it went so well. I just love our doctor. He calls us the knee family. But it's just doing so well. I'm so grateful for the whole team that helped me get through this first day. And what's interesting, you guys, I went in on the 18th and I left the hospital on the 19th. That blew my mind. The evening of the 19th. It was just like that. Just like, boom, you're in, you're out. You go to physical therapy on the second day in the morning. You go to occupational therapy and then they send you home. It's amazing. So I brought a walker with me and I thought, you know, I'll be on this for a long time. Oh no, I haven't been on the walker for, oh my gosh, what? That happened on the 18th and I haven't used my walker for the last 2.5 weeks or something like that, or maybe 1.5 weeks. Anyway, I'm just so happy with how it went. So thank you for thinking about me, calling in, asking about me. I'm so grateful to be back. I want to say thank you so much to Shaletta Brundage for filling in. And I hope you enjoyed the shows when she was there. I do want to talk about the final score of the Twins. You know, the Twins, we love them here at Odyssey and WCCO Radio. And I know that they lost today to the Astros. The Astros were 14, the Twins 3, but don't give up. Don't give up on the Twins. I know we get frustrated, but don't give up on them. We will have the Twins baseball against Seattle tomorrow night. 8:30 is the pregame from Seattle on your home for Twins baseball, WCCO, and on our Odyssey app. All right. I've talked about the full knee replacement. And now I want to talk to you a little bit about something I'm very excited about. When I saw the article on the Odyssey app about Darnella Frazier honored with a Pulitzer for footage of George Floyd's murder, I was just taken aback. It's hard to know what will happen to a person. I was worried about her because at the time when she took this video back in May of last year, she was only 17 years old. Right? And that video changed the world. It really did. Sometimes we ask ourselves, is it possible for one person to make a difference, for one person to change the world? And we have seen it several times in my lifetime. I know if you go back to the 50s all the way to today, there has been that one special person that all of a sudden changes something in just a nanosecond, or maybe they work up to it for years and then that one thing just flourishes, just opens up and pours on people. And I'm so excited for Darnella because now she's being honored with this Pulitzer Prize. And in its announcement on Friday of the 105th class of winners, the Pulitzer Prize Committee included Frazier as a special awards and citations winner for her footage of the former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd right in front of us. Right in front of us. And that video shows, you know, Chauvin doing what he did. I don't even want to mention what he did because it just disturbs me every time. But to know that the Pulitzer Committee decided to honor her for courageously recording this murder, a video that spurred protests against police brutality around the world, highlighting the crucial role of citizens and journalists' quest for truth and justice, is enough for me. So I don't know if you guys are inspired by the Pulitzer. I don't know if you think, oh, maybe this was just, you know, a way of saying thanks to her. All I know is that she's being honored. Nothing that she asked for. She stood there, flat foot, holding up that phone for all that time. It really is remarkable. So I want to say thank you to you, Darnella. If you're listening tonight, Darnella Frazier, you, honey, are being honored with a Pulitzer. This is huge. Absolutely huge. All right, now it's time to tell you a little bit about our show tonight. Our first guest is going to be Elizabeth Mullen. Who is she? She's part of Child Girls. Now, my sister Janice moved here about 2.5 years ago and was pastor at a church in St. Paul Park. And I will never forget, she went to a nonprofit, not a gala, but more like a meeting. They were raising some funds, but they also really talked and had speakers and that sort of thing. But the Child Girls were the ones who provided the food. And she came over to my mom's house. I live with my mom, as you know. And she's just raving about the Child Girls. She's going, "Have you heard about the Child Girls?" And I'm like, "No." And I found out who they were. And she just loves their food, and was looking to find a way to have their food all the time. So that's coming up at 7:33. Then at 8:09, Teresa Glom is going to join us. And Teresa is, she is a Toro Company David M. Lilly Chair in the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota. And her mission is to improve the lives of workers. Think about that. Her mission is to improve the lives of workers. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how she's been doing that and how successful it is, or how far she needs to go, and how does she know that she's successful? What are the metrics, right? But once she knows, I bet she can tell us all of that. So I can't wait to have her on. Also, So What Do You Do? Remember I told you about my nephew, Cortland, who wrote the bumper for this segment. So What Do You Do? It means I find something, or I see someone's logo on the side of a van or something like that, and all of a sudden, I'm able to reach out to them, or my producer is able to reach out to them and say, "So what do you do?" And we get a chance to bring them on to tell you what they do. So I'm really looking forward to that segment at 8:33. And then, of course, Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment, happens in the 9 o'clock hour. And with things calming down with this pandemic, I mean, I am fully vaccinated. All of my siblings are fully vaccinated, and some of their spouses are significant others. My mom is fully vaccinated. I feel so blessed and so special that I have this opportunity to be fully vaccinated, but I'm still cautious. I still have a purse full of masks, right? I still have sanitizer in my purse and my bag, you know, my computer bag. And it's important that we still be diligent, right? If we see people that are not washing their hands and putting some sanitation on from time to time, or if they don't have their mask on, everywhere I go in, I stand first inside the door and say, "Should I have a mask on?" And so far, every place I've been, they say, "Nope, you don't have to have a mask on." How cool is that? We've actually gotten to the point where we don't have to wear a mask unless it says so on the door, or unless they stop you when you come in. And don't get mad at them for being like this, right? They're trying to protect themselves, but they're also trying to protect us too. So yes, there will still be those organizations, those companies, those restaurants who say, "Nah, still wear a mask until you're seated and you're eating and drinking." So don't get mad about that. So my first guest will be to talk about the new standards. You know who Chan Poling is, right? And I am so excited that the new standards and the suburbs, remember the suburbs? They have got gigs booked, man. They are so excited about what is happening with them. And I can't wait to catch up with my friend. At 9:20, we're going to talk about what the Constitution means to me. Rohan Preston, the lead theater critic from the Star Tribune, is going to join us at 9:20. So you don't want to miss that. This is my first time being back with Rohan joining us again. I mean, wow, I think he's been gone for nearly a year or more. So I'm really excited to talk to him. At 9:33, I'm excited to talk about a woman who now owns Rock What You Got. Buffy Bleezy, we've had her on to talk about Rock What You Got, but she is involved in Pride. This is Pride Month, and Buffy has helped out so much with the Twin Cities Pride organization, and this big event is coming up. I can't wait to tell you about it because Jamecia Bennett is the big deal for this event, and I'm going to tell you where you can get tickets and all of that. That's at 9:33. And then at 9:48, Kevin Stocks is going to join us. We're going to talk to the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus. Like I said, this is Pride Month, so you know, get ready to hear things and try to support the gay community as much as they try to support us as well. And then at 10 o'clock, you know what's happening at 10 o'clock, don't you? It's time for the Mom and Michael Hour. So don't go away. That is all coming up in just a moment.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you guys. So this segment, I just want to talk to you about a few little things. First of all, churches are open now. You know, some of them are still having those virtual services as well, but a lot of people are starting to go back into the church buildings, and that's been really great to see. As we watch everything unfold and open up, I still am complaining about getting my nails done, you know, getting the manicures, getting your pedicures, you know, that sort of thing. At first I said, I'm never going back. Do you remember I told you that? I said, I'm not going back to the nail shops. They cost too much money. Because the last time when the pandemic started, I had spent $136 on my hands and feet. I mean, what could cost that kind of money? If you bring your own nail polish in, they won't use it because they feel like, well, what if something goes wrong with your nail polish? So you have to use theirs. And of course, the gel nail polish is like so much money. I think it's an extra $20 or something like that for the nail polish. If you want your legs scrubbed so you get that nice massage on your calves, you know, that's going to cost more money. So now I'm trying to figure it out. I finally went and got my nails and feet done. I felt really good, except when it was time to make the payment. And it really bothered me. Do you guys remember growing up? Okay, so at my age, when we were growing up and we wanted to get our nails done, I remember when I was like 16 or 17, 18 years old, you get together with your girlfriends. You meet at somebody's house and we sit there and we polish each other's nails and we laugh and talk about the boys, period, right? Nowadays, you have to go in, sit down, you have to have an appointment. A lot of times people don't know how to treat you because they don't really know you. It's so frustrating. So what do I do? What are you doing? Are you getting your nails done? Are you saying, hey, I'm sticking with the plan? I don't know. Write to me or text us here at WCCO and just let us know. Let me know what you're doing about this. Because I do love my nails. They grow. You know, they look good. But trying to maintain them, it's a ridiculous cost for me. I don't know. And by the way, the shops I go to are not packed yet. Not yet. So when you look at others that are getting out there and doing it, because I was told by the nail shop when I went recently that, oh, you got to come in at noon because that's the only time we have open because it's packed for the rest of the day. Well, I was there for almost, what, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and it wasn't packed. It was not packed. So I don't know if they're telling us that to keep us, you know, thinking that things are going to, you know, we've got a lot of people in. No, but these prices are too much. I tell you, I'm going to get some Crayola crayons and put them on my nails and my feet. It's going to look good. Put some olive oil or something on top of it. Okay, so that's ridiculous, but it's way out of control, you guys. So find a way. Maybe go to the nail shop. You know, if you can afford it and it's no problem for you, great. But for those that really complain about it, or those that feel like, why am I spending $100-something just to get my hands and feet done? Find another way. Talk to your girlfriends. Get together. See what they're up to. Laugh and talk and enjoy each other. Have some snacks, some fruit, whatever. And enjoy each other again. I'm not trying to take the business away from those that have these businesses. All I'm saying is when I'm paying $136 just to get my digits done, right? My toes and my fingers done. Something is up. I'm not getting any, what are those things they add on top of them, the little gems and little rings that fall off of? I'm not getting any of that. I am a simple girl. Give me the color. I want them to look good. And then all of a sudden you have to go back. Whew, just frustrating. If you got any suggestions for me, don't hesitate to write or text us and let us know what you do about that as well. Jonathan, do we text at the phone number that we use? How do we do that now?
Yes, I'm sorry. First of all, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you? I don't recognize you.
Come on, Jonathan.
You
left me here alone. Honestly, let me tell you something. When you've been in a hospital and your feet are picking up blankets, you know, unwanted, I'm just saying to you, you need to get in and get your feet done. Get your feet done. I get it. But when it costs you $136, have you ever paid $136 to get your toes and nails done?
I've never had my toes done. I've never had a mani or a pedi.
No kidding?
No.
You should treat yourself to it one time.
I've heard it is more of a thing with men now, with guys, that they will go get mani-pedis. Doesn't matter, you know, what sexual orientation you are. It's not a stereotypical thing.
No.
It's like you treat yourself and you know, the hooves that you have on your person. You get them to look like normal human feet again.
That's what I'm telling you, man. You know, it's pretty bad, especially with men. So whenever I see men in the nail shop, I always say, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, right? We love seeing men in the nail shop. It's nothing wrong with that.
And I bet they say, don't tell my wife about this.
No, not at all. A lot of their wives bring them, drag them in, honey. They still got the blanket attached to the feet. I'm just saying. All right, you guys, it's been great talking about this. But seriously, give us the number again, Jonathan. Where should they text?
It is the same as the phone number,
651-989-9226. There you go, 651-989-9226. Let us know if this even means anything to you.
This is why you're the host and I'm the board op, because you can remember those numbers.
I'm going to get you a gift certificate to go get your toes done. Silence. He'll never do it, you guys. He will never do it. Okay, Jonathan, I'm going to shut up now. Barely, but we'll talk about it another time. I'm going to get you a gift certificate. I'm not playing with you, okay? See, he decided to go silent. How dare him? All right, you guys, Elizabeth Mullen from the Child Girls is coming up next. It is now 7:34 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You've been listening to The Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. It is so good to be back with you and to see Jonathan, or at least talk to Jonathan. I just am so happy to be back. I'm excited to introduce to you the Child Girls. If you don't know who they are one of the best known caterers in town, and they are always coming up with cool, fun food for different events. Now, if you're just joining us, I told a story about my sister Janice, who had moved from California to Minnesota to take a pastorship at a church in St. Paul Park. And she had a chance, with her first month of being here in Minnesota, she had a chance to actually go to an event where the Child Girls actually catered the event. And all she talked about was not the organization, but the amazing food. And joining us, who's part of the Child Girls, is Elizabeth Mullen, the executive chef for Child Girls, who is brought to you by Schiff Real Estate Hotline. How are you, Elizabeth? Man, you guys do great work.
Oh, thank you so much. I love hearing stories about people that have had our food and remember it. It is amazing. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. You know, I've been trying my best to get better and better at cooking, and I think I'm getting there. I mean, when your brothers start coming back to the house to say, hey, you have any more of that, it's a good thing. So I'm finally getting to do that. But you've been, but you've been loving to cook for years, right, since you were younger?
Yeah, it is really the only job that I've ever done, kitchen. So I'm on my coming up to my 26th year of being in kitchens.
How about that? You don't even sound old enough to have 26 years in this business. But tell me what has been like to cook like this for so long. Do you ever tire of it, or are you always creating new types of flavors and tastes?
Well, I think that's the beauty of my job and why I feel so lucky to have it, is that it's just a never-ending process. You will never get to the end of it and say, I'm done. There's just always things to discover.
I remember years ago when we would hear about the James Beard, I believe, awards and that sort of thing, and there were lots of food critics here in the Twin Cities. I don't know if you have to deal with that as caterers, do you?
No, I mean, there's awards that happen on the catering side of it as well, and we have been lucky to win Small Caterer of the Year. I think this is like 14 years in a row or something like that, for Minnesota Bride, which is the magazine. And yeah, I mean, just of course, word of mouth, and that's what we are just so excited about, is that when people have our food and tell others to have us at their shindigs.
How about that? And how has the pandemic affected you, and coming out of it, where are you at now?
Yeah, so at the beginning of COVID, you know, really business stopped for us. Heidi and Amy, the owners of Child Girls, we were about to celebrate their 16th year in business, and we ended up having to cancel the party really look at what we were going to do. And I had reached out to some friends at Second Harvest Heartland, and we were able to start Minnesota Central Kitchen with them, which now has produced over 1.5 million pounds of food for our community. And now there's 11 kitchens doing this work, over 150 people reemployed because of this work. So we did not stop. We have been busy ever since, with really this work that, has changed the way I show up.
Now, you say it changes the way you show up. It's so true, because during the pandemic, so many were discouraged. They just didn't believe.
Yeah.
You know, it was that start and, you know, the start it and then all of a sudden close it, start it and close it. It was so frustrating. How did you get through those moments?
Yeah, I mean, we just were able to continue making meals. At Child Girls, we made about 9,000 meals a week for distributors like Loaves and Fishes and Safe Zone and the Santa Foundation. It was really this beautiful project that brought so many nonprofits, just trying to get people fed, and kids and the schools being opened and closed. I know for me, I am a mom of two that are both at school age, which was really challenging. And then you add food insecurity on top of that. It has not been an easy year.
It has not. And we've been hearing a whole lot about food insecurity throughout you know, the whole country of what's been happening. People have been giving. This is the beautiful thing that happens when we are all in need. So many people stand up and say, I will help. I will give whatever I can give. And that's been beautiful. Has it inspired you to come up with a new way of making the food, of creating the dishes that you create? Like, have you looked at, hey, this thing costs way too much. Let's take this off the menu and add something that's a little more affordable so that more people can eat.
Yeah, well, and we've just, yeah, the whole thing and how we've thought, I mean, how we've all thought about food. You know, I do believe food justice is social justice as well. And I think that we have so many things that we can do, you know, not just cheaper food. You know, that to me says, you know, you're getting a product that may not be as healthy. So we really at Chow Girls really look at sustainability. And what that is plays a huge factor in our food system and in our communities. And, you know, if we can pay a farmer a decent price for food that they've worked so hard to grow for us, you know, we're willing to pay for that, and our clients are as well. And I think that's kind of, you know, we don't want to go cheaper per se, but we want to go healthy.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned the farmers, because I'm wondering what it must be like to try to hold on to the vendors that you have great relationships with during this difficult time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of our farmers have struggled. You know, last year, a lot of them, you know, there was that with all of the farm to school programs, and again, schools being closed and not sure what was happening with all of our food. You know, a lot of our food systems were down because the people that it took to produce that food. And so what I love, again, about Minnesota Central Kitchen is that I've still being able to utilize the farmers and utilize all of the people that bring us all this beautiful food.
So tell me what happens. How does this work out when you are putting together the meal for a gala, let's say something like that? And
yeah.
Who is responsible for hiring the servers and the runners and that sort of thing? Do you have your own crew, or do you leave that to the clients?
Oh, yeah. No, my crew at Chow Girls, my team is absolutely unbelievable. When you call us, we take care of everything, you know, from the glassware to the silverware to what you're going to eat to how you want it to feel. We really work really closely with our clients to make sure that they have the experience that they are looking for.
Well, one of the challenges we're hearing today is that too many young people are not applying for these jobs. They need service. They need so many of these jobs to be filled, and they're blaming it on them getting money from the government for like $300 a week. And I think that's unfair. I think, you know, a lot of young people complain about part of this industry does not pay well enough. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I wholeheartedly do. It's a hard business. And, you know, again, being in it for the last 25 years, I have worked a lot of places. Again, I'm so proud to be with Chow Girls, where we, you know, we start everyone. There's no one that's paid less than that. You know, we look at work-life balance. You know, when I talk about sustainability, it's not just sustainability of food. It's sustainability of people. I mean, you know, we all know if you treat your employees well, they will in turn turn your business into a great business. And so I think that there's been, right, I think maybe there's a lot more going on to it than just the little bit of extra money that you're getting on your unemployment.
Thank you for saying that little extra money. Thank you for saying that, because it's not much.
That if
you,
is not it, a lot.
Not at all. You know, it would be considered poverty if that was all you were getting every month. So, I'm so glad that you said that. So then, how about expanding? Are you guys thinking about doing more, getting a bigger, hiring more people and expanding?
We are. Well, we're hiring right now. We are just really looking forward to, you know, after, as everyone is looking forward to getting together with people again. And so we need anyone from bartenders to event managers, servers, cooks. We're kind of looking for everyone right now. I know everyone is. I think it's a great time to come and work with us and really see what our family is about.
You know, I've heard from other friends that it's difficult to hold on to an executive chef. It seems like chefs will move from restaurant to restaurant in this town. But for you to have been here for 26 years, it looks like you are completely committed to this, and that's a beautiful thing. Do you often have people trying to usurp your authority or say, hey, I want what you're doing. I want your job.
Yeah, of course. And I love that. You know, I think that that's great for people to strive for any job and to move on, to move their way up. You know, I've been with Chevrolet for 7 years now. This has been my longest job anywhere. I think there's some benefit for chefs to jump around a little bit, especially at the beginning of your career. You get to know how different people work. You get to find and learn about so much food. So there is, I think, an importance to that. But now it's great to find a place that I just really enjoy coming to. The people that I work with are unbelievably fantastic and wouldn't trade it for anything.
Final question. There are so many other caterers that have gone out of business, and you guys are going really strong. Are you on the speaker circuit, or do you go out and speak to young people that may be interested in doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I definitely have done some mentorship programs, and I really do enjoy that. I think, you know, there has been a stigma of what my job, what an executive chef job entails, and I think that there's still a lot of places that will run you down. You'll work a lot of hours. You may not get paid what you think and what you are worth. And so I love talking to young kids about it, that there's a lot of things that you can get into that will have that work-life balance, and that you should be paid for what your knowledge and your talent, and for what you're worth, for sure.
I loved reading that when you are not in the kitchen at Chow Girls, you are hanging out with your family and spending time with friends and painting at home. I like to paint sometimes as well. So, I think this it just calms us, doesn't it? It just calms us.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love it so much. I always painted when I was a kid. And as an adult, I got into some oil painting, and I've just really, really fallen in love with it. It's very relaxing, for sure.
Well, it has truly been a pleasure having you on, Elizabeth. I wish you well. And if people want more information to hire you or to find out more about you, where do they go?
Yeah, go to chowgirls.net. We have a website that you can poke around, look at our pictures. We're definitely on Instagram and Facebook as well, if you're looking for an event. And then also, if you're looking for a way to participate in Minnesota Central Kitchen, you can reach out to us as well, or if you want to make a donation. We, like I said, it's through Second Harvest. You can go to the number 2harvest.org and help us out there. You know, to help our community, we need to feed our community. So we're just really excited to be a part of all of that and to be a part of, people's events as we start to open back up.
Well done, Elizabeth Mullen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh,
we sure appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Take care
thank
of yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. All right.
Bye bye. That's the executive chef for Chow Girls. And I'm just so excited to have her on tonight to let her know how much my sister loved her food. And I look forward to trying it out myself. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Oh, I love that song. If somebody told me to shut up and dance, that's not going to happen. But I like it. I like the song. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Steel Talkin'. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. Thank you so much for thinking about me and sticking and staying with Steel Talkin' while I was convalescing. And I'm still doing some of that, which is really great. But I sure appreciate the love and all of the calls that you made. I'm just really grateful. I just want to say very quickly that when it comes to cooking is one of those things that every one of us can do if we learn. That can soothe the savage beast. You can have a situation where your family is fighting and no one's getting along, or all your friends are fighting, and all of a sudden you invite everyone to dinner and you make this beautiful meal, even if it's not perfect, it's from your heart. And it changes things, right? So when we look at food, we think, oh yeah, you know, it satiates us, but it's so much more than that. It's more. It's about having relationships through the food and crying over the, you know, while having food. I mean, every emotion you experience can be had at the table when you are enjoying a meal with those you love, or maybe trying to straighten out a bad situation with a dear friend and trying to make it right. Food is important. So you hear about, you know, someone like the executive chef for Child Girls, Elizabeth Mullen, and you say to yourself, she's put in all these years in this catering business. She loves it. But all of us, we may not have to cater. We may just be able to open our kitchens, open our hearts, sit down and enjoy each other again. We have come to that precipice. Think about that. Since 2020, since, you know, November, even in 2019, when Trump first heard about this pandemic, and then all of a sudden it hits us in late January, early February of 2020, and we have been devastated in so many ways. And here we are talking about catering again and restaurants opening again. Don't take that for granted. Us gathering together over food makes a difference. I don't care if you're a vegetarian or, you know, a person who considers, you know, a micro nutrition diet, whatever it is, it brings people together. There have been times I've sat at a dinner, I didn't know what the meat was. It looked foreign to me. But the conversations we had over that meal and trying something different just brought us all even closer together. So don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to share. I don't care if it's tuna fish or something simple like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. My son still tells me today, Mom, I love it. I remember how you, in kindergarten, I'd come home after half a day of school. I'd go pick him up, of course, and he'd come home. I'd make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I'd cut it in 4 pieces. And for some reason, that stuck with him. He would say to me, Mom, it's so special that you cut my peanut butter sandwich up, and we would watch David the Gnome together. Food. This is when my son was, you know, so young, 5 years old, and here he is now at 35. So don't take food for granted. It is one of those things that we have in our toolbox to make it better, to make it easier for us to have conversations, grow the relationship. Sometimes you have to sit in silence and eat together. But it works. Try it. Let me know what you think about that. Coming up next, Teresa Glom. I can't wait to talk to her about work and how she is trying her best to improve the lives of workers. Stay tuned.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.